Okay. All right. Happy holidays, man. Welcome back to the Cap Room, man. I'm your host, Shakori Young. I'm joined by some of my favorite guys talking basketball. Go ahead and introduce yourself, fellas.
What's up, y'all? It's Miles Absent. Let's get this year over. Worst year of my life.
Nah. Yeah.
What's up, everyone? Ben's up. Happy holidays.
Okay. We have it a little you guys feeling y'all not feeling the Christmas spirit?
No.
It's really hard to in Los Angeles. It really is.
As the host of SiriusXM and Earwolf's I Hate Christmas, go check that out. All four episodes streaming now. No, I'm not really in the holiday spirit. It's not my thing.
Cavs gave me a nice gift last night, though.
All right. Let's not start there. Let's not. So first of all, since we want to start about, you know, I mean, let's just go ahead and just break the ice, man. We've been gone 4 games of Ja Morant's incredible return. They are on
Demon
a
home pussy.
Demon. Oh yeah, we do have to shout out. Hold on, because we are the funniest NBA podcast in the world. We have Ben's aunts and uncles listening over the holiday weekend. You know what I mean? So shout out to all the family listening. But yeah, the demon is home. Big Ja Morant. We want to go backwards. We want to because they won last night, but the opening night game was probably the best one when they went against the
Man,
Pelicans the first night.
it was as a writer of one of the Hollywood Reporter's top 10 episodes of TV this year.
That's a pat down the promo. This nigga dropping them today.
Dave season 3, episode 8, Met Gala. Stream that so my
I ain't never even
residuals
seen this
back.
much comedy writing promo on a sports.
Look,
Ryan Russillo, my bad.
But as a writer, I'd have to say it felt like that first game of Ja back was just scripted, man. I mean,
They were
people.
down 20 in the first half.
20 down in the first half, people already tweeting like, man, this Grizzlies roster is terrible. Blow it up. All this type of shit. Marcus Smart ain't gonna save this. All kinds of nasty narratives. This nigga been back for 10 minutes. And then he just put on a show in that second half. They couldn't stop him. It was beautiful. I
And
shed
of
a tear.
course, we kept receipts. Down 20, he has 7 in that first half, goes off in the third and fourth. 13 in the third, 14 in the fourth. Obviously, gets the ISO, goes straight to the basket with the finish. Make Dyson Daniels and Herb Jones clap hands. Say hi for
Bro,
me up there, baby. Ja
I mean,
Morant
and they knew
poetry.
what was coming, and they couldn't do nothing about it.
He looked like he missed the beat. We almost forget he wasn't injured at all. My boy been practicing all
Yeah,
year.
he's just been playing.
But
And then he just.
it's still very impressive that you can miss 25 games and just come back like nothing. Like you just
Nothing.
didn't miss any. Like
And
it's
once he's
very
facing the NBA. Halliburton, Trey, everybody got to work this week. Whoever
Yep.
y'all said was better, he got to work. I think I had Trey ranked above Halliburton last year at the end of the year, my best of the world. Trey ranked above Ja, and I regret it right now. That was what I wanted to come in and ask
You
coming off of
had
Ja
Trey
thing.
on top of job?
I had Trey 15. I had Ja 16 last year. Hey, don't
What?
do the 28 and 10 King like that. Trey Young is being
I ought to put a gun,
tormented.
pull a gun on you right now. That's bull.
Being
I'm crazy, last year, 28 and 10, the same Trey Young that battled the Celtics last year, that's the dude
Yeah,
I
I
put
mean,
above Ja
he's
Morant last
great.
year.
Trey is great, but
And I had De'Aaron Fox above him. I regret both those right now. I don't re-update my rankings to the end of the season and end
yeah.
of the playoff. But man, Ja coming in, Ben's right, missed 25 games. That is just impressive.
Yeah,
Come
man,
back,
because
didn't
like
miss a beat. And this roster isn't good. You
it's
were
like when
saying
we
like,
talk about.
him and Conchar wasn't gonna get it done. Conchar and Triple J wasn't getting done. Triple J was dropping 40 balls and they were still losing. This Ja
Man.
Morant thing down here, and him as a passer. Him as a
Bro.
passer. I forgot how good of a passer he was. It's been that long.
I mean, it's just like what me and Ben were talking about on the last pod about like you got a lot of guys that can fill it up, get the stats like a Bradley Beal, what have you. But there's a few guys in the NBA like Luka, like Giannis, like Jokic, LeBron that can control the game. And Ja has that shit, man. If Ja has the ball in his hand, you always have a chance to win. And that's why I said if they lost more than 20 games before he got back, they didn't have a shot, but they only lost 19. So my narrative is still intact. So
this is steep though, Ben. You think, all right, they were 6-19 before he came back. We're now sitting at 10-19. This is a steep hill to climb. I mean, we did the shit on the Warriors last week, and they came out 5-1 since. They've been whooping ass ever since. But
they did.
Ben, you think it's possible for Ja at all to get this team into a play-in game?
I do, because like I think all you got to be is 500. Now I'm just looking and I'm like, I think Ja can get them back to 500. They're 9 games under 500 right now. But I see them passing the Jazz for sure. And then there's just like, I do, and I see the Rockets slipping, but they're probably going to stay around 500. They don't seem like they're going anywhere. So right. Really, only the Blazers and the Spurs are the only two teams that I would say aren't going to make the play-in.
That means get used to T. Morant dancing, baby. We doing it all year. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Were they wrong for keeping receipts? Because at this point, I'm liking the receipts. There was a lot of slander. There's a guy walking around at OKC right now with allegations, not getting any slander.
Nothing at all. No statements, nothing. And you have a man and his son that was getting called childish, and he raised a friend, not a son, saying all this just real, just like low-key dog whistle type shit that we hear about, like, black fathers in the media and stuff. And it's just like, to have to sit and listen to that shit for months on months on months over something where he didn't break the law, just being dumb, whatever. The dude's, you're a 20-year-old million. What 20-year-old millionaire hasn't done something stupid? Like, get out of here with that shit, man. And so you had to sit there and listen to that shit about your son for months. Man, if he dropped 40, I'm getting up and dancing. Shut the fuck up. Like, it's just weird, like, what people have said about T. Morant. Like, I don't know what it is about watching black people have fun, but a lot of people just don't like that shit.
My boy couldn't even dance the other night.
He in New Orleans.
Yeah, I saw the comment of he raised a friend, not a son, and I'm like, I wish my dad was my friend. Like,
mine too. Mine too.
My dad's too much of my friend, so I kind of feel, no. My dad loves me. I get that part. Hey, real quick, though, easy transition, because I did mention OKC. OKC is on fire they've been on fire all season.
Before we pivot off the Grizzlies, I want to shout out Vince Williams Jr., not because of his play, but because he's from Toledo, Ohio, undrafted out of the G League, shining in his two-way contract, has cemented himself in the Grizzlies' rotation.
Closing five. They're closing.
Yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to Toledo, the Mud, 419.
That's why I thought you were saluting his play, because I bet on Marcus Smart 2 threes at the end of that Pelicans game, and they had Vince Williams in at one point over Smart. And I was like, no, I need OT. Got OT and got that three.
Bro, isn't that the worst? When you bet on the nigga and he not in the closing lineup,
I'm like, I don't want to talk about Cam Thomas or Jock Vaughn's job security right now. All right. I got the memo to take the unders, and I didn't take the unders. I just was like, no, that was the McHale unders. Why would I take the Cam Thomas unders too? In a close winnable game, Dennis Smith Jr. threw a pass off the backboard.
When Cam Thomas is the sixth man for the Lakers, this pod is going to be really fun.
All right. The Oklahoma City Thunder are rolling right now. They came off an impressive back-to-back, beating the Knicks and the number one Timberwolves, that big defense.
Who's the last team they lost to?
I think who cares if it was the Lakers? You know what I mean? Like, don't even jump on it. don't step on this. SGA is killing right now. I mean, back-to-back 34 pieces. Even last week, they ended the Clippers hot streak. These guys, they went into Denver 17-11-9 from Chet. I mean, obviously rookie of the year. I called it. But the Thunder, I mean, what's it going to take for the Thunder to be real contenders? I want to talk about them and the T-Wolves kind of making this leap over the last, I think, couple weeks, because we're getting 25, 30 games deep into the season now. Sample size is getting larger. The Timberwolves are the number one defense. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, Jalen Williams, 36 last night. Come on, man. These boys look, they're looking incredible. They looking great.
I mean, it's just, I think it's a mix between two things for me. More experience and Steph, LeBron, and KD retiring. I think that's really what it is, to be honest. Like, those teams are good. It's just you haven't seen them do it in May and June. That's really the only thing. They just need more experience in the playoff. Because OKC, the way they play defense, they're built for a playoff run. Like that, and they can score in the half court, which a lot of young teams aren't that great at, which was like some people's like problem with the Pacers and the Kings and things like that. But the Thunder can score in the half court. They for real.
If the playoffs was today, I guess it has them against the Pelicans, but your Lakers are in that thing. So let's say if today the Lakers were the seventh seed, they've won this play-in thing, and they have to play OKC in the first round. Are we getting another Grizzlies?
Yeah.
Lakers just, repeat or is SGA? SGA.
I don't know, dude. Like that seven-game series, that young, really talented team against LeBron. I don't know, man. I'd say Lakers
another big too.
Yeah, you asked what would it take for them to be contenders. Can I just say I think they might be contenders
already?
They're babies.
So being in a seven-game series, right? I mean, we're asking questions. Seven-game series, OKC, Lakers, showdown. I guess OKC as is. What you got?
It's a toss-up for me.
But that's the thing. If you're a contender, can you be a toss-up in the first round?
If it was Minnesota, LA, would it be a toss-up for you? If it was Minnesota, LA,
I'd take Minnesota in the first round against LA, but it'd be a tough round, though.
I love Minnesota right now.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Ant, send the video, Edwards, is no joke. Send the video. Hey. Hey, I know your boy AD trying to put on this campaign. That is Rudy Gobert's defensive player of the year. I don't give a fuck what Embiid walked in there and did. He shut down everything since and after. Gobert is a menace right now. That's what I'm scared of in a Chet series. Seeing Chet have to bang bodies with AD for seven games. That's not a toss-up for me, Ben. That seems like punishment. I just saw fucking Isaiah Hartenstein hitting Chet with some bumps. And he was like, hey, man, Jalen Williams in here.
Like, when I think of the Thunder, they have Shea, Jalen Williams, and Chet, who, when I watch, like, they can knock down essentially almost any type of shot in the NBA. Like, right. All three of them. And what other teams have, like, three players like that who can really score on, like, in every, like, area of the court?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like...
And they play defense. They get stops. They get stops. Like, Julius Randle was so frustrated last night in so many instances. These guys, I mean, defensively, they are just huge.
I mean, you get a guy like Lou Dort, who's improved his shooting so much so he can stay on the floor. Because he's like, oh, these niggas can score. I can't really do that, but I can stop everybody. So let me get this corner three together.
Also, I think Mark Daigneault, he's gonna show out in the playoffs. I think he's that type of coach to where I think he can make like a Spoelstra-esque difference to young team like that. Because when I watch the Thunder, I'm just like, everyone seems to know what they're supposed to do. Everything they do. Everybody's role seems like very well defined, clearly communicated. That I can see this, like the way you guys love the T-Wolves, I have more of my love on the Thunder right now.
Wow. Okay, real quick before we switch to the T-Wolves, the Thunder for me, I just want to see him get a young first round series instead of one of those vet first round series. Give him the Kings, give him New Orleans, give him Houston,
Kings,
one
Memphis,
of those teams.
New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah. Not my Mavericks. I don't want to play the Thunder. I think that's a shootout that I don't want to see. But man, I just hope they get ease them through this. I want to see him in the second round versus one of the OGs, whether it's Denver or Phoenix team that I think is going to figure it out and or LA. Minnesota. Ant-Man came right off a controversy. we had just filmed a pod. They played the Heat and Ant-Man went right in Miami and dropped 34. I know they had the big Embiid game where he fouled out all their centers. But right after that, they went into Sacramento and smashed. They had a tough game versus OKC, but I love this team. They're 7 deep, 7 strong. I've been seeing some Tyus Jones rumors for them. I know I've been wanting Tyus Jones for the Pelicans, but man, hearing Tyus Jones to Minnesota would be great. Minnesota, to me, I think they're Western Conference Finals team. I think easy. Yeah. Cat figuring it out, 40 piece last week. I mean, this team is just, oh my God, Jaden McDaniels. Even Conley, old ass baller.
I think they're a lock for the Western Conference Finals, but I feel like that other slot in the Western Conference Finals is wide open.
Ooh, that's a Denver. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like you can't. We haven't talked about them much, but you can't count out Denver or the Clippers.
Yeah, the only reason I can think of not saying the T-Wolves just can't make it is if the Gobert playoff thing happens again.
And it will, but it'll happen right before the finals.
Does it matter if it happens when I'm putting in slow-mo or I got Naz Reid his 7-3? That's what I'm saying.
It matters when Jokic is on the court.
Yeah, but you ain't fucking with that till round 3.
You don't know that, though. They might slip.
I think this is number one seed basketball. I think. I know Boston's playing incredible, too, but I think this Minnesota is definitely. And this is exactly what the trade was envisioned to be.
I'm talking about the Nuggets. What if the Nuggets slipped to 4? You know what I'm saying?
And they got to play them in the second round.
Right.
That's nasty for Minnesota. You got to grow up fast then.
Yeah, and they're just not going to. Jokic is Jokic, bro.
They got Jamal Murray back. They've been doing they've won 5 in a row.
Peyton Watson, the closer. Yeah. Peyton Watson, the closer.
I think Jokic even figured out that, I don't have to go hard in the regular season anymore. It's always
no, he's literally played. I told you, he's fat LeBron, man. He's literally in his fat LeBron moments of hey, look, man, I'm gonna get to April. My boy's going to be healthy, and I'm going to run you niggas off that gym.
Yep. Man, it's always interesting when you see, a superstar player realize that, oh, I can chill till March. This is what LeBron be doing. Okay. Mm-hmm. You just got to learn the game. Luka's almost there, I feel like. But, no Kyrie.
All right. We can go into New Year's resolutions on our team, but Ben, are we just living in a fantasy land with this OKC and Minnesota stuff? Is this still Denver's conference?
I mean, it is their conference to lose because of Jokic, but I think these teams, Minnesota and Thunder, they're deep teams. They're talent all around. When I watch the Nuggets, I do feel like they miss Bruce Brown a little bit, and I would like them to find a better supplement for more ball creation that isn't Jamal Murray. And that was Bruce Brown all last year. And I don't think they have found that replacement yet. So that's the only thing I think the Nuggets could definitely make a trade too. I think they might need to. But that's their one weakness to where I think they can. But when I watch the Nuggets starting five, I'm just I don't know why it makes sense, but it just makes sense. I just look at those five players on the floor and I'm like, this is a free flowing basketball team that just
makes perfect sense. If they can go get a Malcolm Brogdon or something.
So
wow. All right. I want to talk about a couple more Western teams before we get to our teams. The goddamn Clippers. I mean, right before we went on break, they were rolling. They won 9 in a row. They were just smacking any and everybody in front of them. Harden was right. He is the system.
You got to give it to him.
The man does not lie to us once. He is decent. He got Kawhi playing 2019 Raptors Kawhi. If you get 2019 Raptors Kawhi and new point Harden, the sky is the limit for this team. They did get smacked back to back. They did OKC and the Celtics came and smacked them up. They got back on track last night. It was the Hornets, no Kawhi, but we got to take the Clippers serious. No, guys?
For sure.
I agree. Unfortunately, it pains me to say, because I hate them, but they're good, man. They're sneaky. They'll go on runs. I mean, they look like one of the worst teams in the league just like a month and a half ago. But they're sneaky. They're in that fourth spot too. They're one of those teams where whoever's the tops, that one seed or the two seed, if they're in that 4, 5, and 6 range, you're gonna have to see them in that second round, and could get ugly.
I
don't want to play Kawhi Leonard in a 7-game series.
Yeah, James Harden is nice. He's a really good player, but it's Kawhi for me. That like he can still be a top five player. Those first two games last year in the playoffs against the Suns, he was the best player on the court. Facts. He was outplaying Devin Booker. He was outplaying Kevin Durant.
In my best of the world rankings, I have him at 5 in parentheses because of injuries. I mean, the dude, when he is healthy, there is nothing like him. But that is why I wanted to accentuate point Harden. He just did this last year for Embiid. The only problem was, like Doc Rivers said, when he didn't make the All-Star game, he was like, I don't want to do this no more. It ain't rewarding. But we've just seen Harden elevate a top five talent last season. We saw him do it in Brooklyn with Kevin Durant. He can do this. He can be the second if he wants to.
And that's
because this is they got Russell Westbrook playing defense like Tony Allen.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all seen this. He closed the game nicely last night too, but he is locking up off the bench playing 12 minutes, catching oops, being a cheerleader. Terrence Mann, hey, remember last time we talked Clippers, Zubac couldn't even catch a lob from Harden. Now. Looking like the white Capella. Come on now. James Harden does. Man looks incredible next to him. Paul George just came back. The sky is the limit for this Clippers team. And the ceiling, I think it's greater than even I thought it was because I didn't even think Kawhi could get back to this. So if Kawhi is this, nobody wants to see Kawhi in 7 games. And that's not me.
That's the problem. That's what sucks about being one of these young, successful hot teams in the West. Your reward is, hey, you got to play Kawhi, LeBron, Steph, or KD in the playoffs.
That's
4 of the greatest players ever are on bottom feeder teams in the West. So good luck.
You brought them up, so I wanted to. Well, my last thing I wanted to get to before we got to our New Year's resolution about our teams, but the Suns, they get smacked on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And Bradley Beal has went down right before that. KD's leaked out there. He's frustrated. I mean, we tried to get a triple-double last night. He's balling out yesterday.
He played great last night.
Yeah. But 15-15, they sit at 10th in the West. I mean, they're tied with the Golden State Warriors. They're rolling right now. But – oh, my goodness. Is it time? We haven't even talked Phoenix because they hadn't had Beal back. And then every time he comes back, he's hurt by the time we get ready to record. So I was just kind of like, I don't know. But this is the second or third time he's went down this season. I think I'm ready to worry about Phoenix. Are we not? I mean, Eric Gordon seemed not to be too worried. He said, this is how we play every time. But they're not good.
I mean, I think what will happen is
– looking funny in the light.
Funny. Yeah, he hilarious right now. But it's just like, you know, I think what'll happen is they'll sneak into the play-in and they'll beat a team everybody wanted to see make it into the playoffs, and then they'll just get whooped in an actual like 7-game series. But for one game, I can see Kevin Durant and Devin Booker just really turning it on in the play-in for one game, and then they get swept in like the first round by somebody. They're just not a good team. They're just not well constructed. You put together a big three of guys that all do one thing, and then the trash niggas you put around them can't shoot, they can't rebound, and they can't play defense. They started Drew Eubanks the other night, bro. Like, what are we doing here? Like, it's just a poorly constructed roster that's dealing with injuries that could probably limp into 9th or 10th place.
Yeah, their center position is a problem. Nurkic didn't play on Christmas Day, right? And they got murdered. And, like, if you're relying on Yusuf Nurkic that much, I don't think that's a good thing. But I'm just not going to judge them until they get at least 12 straight games with their big three. I have like a soft spot for Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here. And I'm just like not going to judge it until we see all three of them playing together, because that could look like the most potent offense in the league.
I guess, yeah, the Bradley Beal thing, you just said it, like, they're going to get hot. If they stay in this playing range, I don't think any of those young teams, the Pelicans or the Rockets, want to play those guys in a one game off. And then I think you sneak into an eighth seed and you're Minnesota. I don't think that's what you want to see either. I mean, you could be in your 22 Celtics bag and you sweep them, you get them right out of there. They got to break it up, but I'm with Ben. I at least we got to see it for 2-3 weeks with those three before anything. But it just looks, we 30 games in now. It's rough. We ain't seen Bill. He hasn't even, and he's barely played in the games he's played. So
I was thinking about this today. I was like, is there a way that they can like trade Bradley Beal and get like some good role players back. And I'm like, no, he's got a no trade clause. He can't go anywhere. Like, you are stuck with him.
Yeah. Unless it's a buyout guy, I don't see who they getting, like who's going to get bought out. Like Patrick Beverly is the Sixers make a trade or something like that. I don't know. I think it's this team and you.
They're pretty handcuffed.
Hoping and praying.
Yeah.
The big three are just healthy by April.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into it, man. We at the end of the year. New Year's is coming up. We just got through with Christmas. And Ben suggested, should we be doing some New Year's resolutions for our teams? I don't want to start because I'm in a bad mood. I mean, Benjamin, he's the one coming off the hot night. Ben, how are you feeling, man? You got any New Year's resolution for your Cleveland Cavaliers?
For the Cavs, I do. I targeted more at like specific people and not like an organization.
Okay.
But my New Year's resolution, I have one for Kobe Altman and JB Bickerstaff. And that's is if it doesn't matter how much engagement, how many comments, how many likes, how many retweets this man gets on his videos. No matter like how active your social media account is when you post a video of him making a three, Amani Bates should not be touching the NBA floor in 2024.
I knew this was going there.
And then I want to check myself. I want to give me a New Year's resolution. And I should stop worrying about a 20-year-old trying to make it in the NBA. So I should. This will be the last Amani Bates slander you will hear this year. I will never bring him up. That being said, if he does make it back into the rotation, I don't know what I'm going to do.
6 minutes last night, he got up three shots. They were all three pointers. He missed all of them.
Bricks, dude.
Ball is life. I won't ball is life, and overtime might be more detrimental than racism. This is not Fox News. I'm just trying to say it is clouded some judgments. I just saw it on Facebook, an argument of blessed players from freaking Gary, Indiana, and Darius Garland wasn't on the list because some dude was the first dude in the region to have a baller's life tape. And I was like, what kind of measure is this? I'm sorry about that, Ben. I'm with you. So you got more hate for Imani for the New Year's, and no, you don't want no blow it up. You don't want no blow it up. 20-20 Jared Allen last night.
I mean, I'm still on the blow it up train, just not the blow it up train, but we got to get something for Donovan Mitchell. Like, we can't just let him walk. That's where I'm at.
All right.
Did you, what do you think about Craig Porter Jr.? Did you watch him last night?
Yeah, I love Craig Porter Jr.
He's such a
I did. He's nice. I almost put some money on him last night. Like, Niang got me my money, but yeah. Shout out Craig Porter Jr. You and your Russillo bag. All right. Let's keep the New Year's resolutions rolling. Niles is, we know we're not a video podcast right now, but Niles is repping his 2023 in-season tourney champs Lakers gear that he got for Christmas. So, Niles, what New Year's resolutions do you have for your Los Angeles Lakers?
Just a few. You know, we just got a few things we got to clean up because, you know, with that in-season tourney, because there was money on the line, what we all saw was obviously – LeBron was coaching the team. So rule, my first New Year's resolution is fire Darvin Hands in the Pocket Ham. Please. I need him out of here. The lineups are just sick. Like, we can't, like,
you don't like three non-shooters in the lineup with LeBron and AD who can barely shoot?
This nigga, man, will literally call out a player. For he can't do this and he can't do that. Well, why'd you have him in the game with another nigga that can't do that? It's just garbage at this point. And it's kind of like you have people on the internet saying this should be the closing lineup and this should, I mean, for God's sakes, the team, the lineup that got us to a game seven. We beat the Warriors in what, six? Yeah, they got us to a game six with the Warriors. Literally has not played any minutes together. You know, besides not having Schroeder, we had a lineup of Rui, LeBron, AD, and D'Lo. That lineup has not gotten any minutes together this whole season. How does that make any sense that the four of those guys have not been on the floor together? And so I just feel like he doesn't utilize certain pieces that we do need on the floor, and then he'll put people on the court that's just kind of like, all right, man. Like, are you trying to get at this nigga's sister? Like, is that why you need him in the game? Like, what is, like, is somebody's mom giving you some pussy on the side? Like, bro, like, it's just some niggas that don't need to be in the game. And I would like to see Christian Wood get used, man. Like, I just feel like he is a versatile player that we could get some buckets out of in transitional times where maybe AD is at the four, he could play the five. We're not making enough of all the pieces that we do have. And so now trades are going to – literally, they're going to have to trade certain people so this nigga doesn't play them anymore. Like, that's what it's going to get to. Like, that's what they had to do with Beverly and Russ last season. They were like, okay, you will not stop putting three-point guards on the floor at one time, so we're just going to trade two of them so you can't do it anymore. And it seems like you're taking toys away from a child. So, yeah, fire him. And I don't know.
It doesn't help that Gabe Vincent is pulling the best Kendrick Nunn impression ever.
I forgot he was on the team.
Hey, man. Great signing in August. In July, it looked great. All right. That's passionate, man. I mean, you just hung a banner. You guys just hung a banner, and now LeBron is...
Because I really don't think we need to trade anybody. We just need to play the right people.
And you think if they fire Darvin Ham, who's the lead assistant in LA right now?
I don't know, and I don't care. Get Rico Hines. I don't care. Just get out the way and let LeBron coach the team, bro. That we know is LeBron, and this nigga is just killing us with these lineups, bro. It's just terrible. So hey, if we can make a trade to go get a DeJounte Murray, cool. I don't want to give up Austin Reeves in that package. Then I'm cool with that. But it's just like,
Austin Reeves?
That's the other thing. It's just like that was going, and that gets me to my last point is Austin Reeves should be in the starting lineup. I'm tired of seeing this reverse racism happen. We need to fix this problem because we benched D'Lo. Now we need somebody on the court to initiate the offense. Hillbilly Kobe is the best person at initiating our offense. And Darvin Ham will not play this white man over 27 minutes. I don't understand it. Darvin Ham has to go start Austin Reeves, and I think we're a top five seed.
All right. That's a bold claim. I think you're ninth right now. It's okay.
He does have the deepest Southern accent, too. Like, I've been watching interviews of him recently. It's so deep. He is from Arkansas.
All right. So, well, with my team.
Yeah, what is yours?
New Year's resolution. I guess my New Year's resolution almost already came true with the news of the team being sold yesterday officially. And Mark Cuban not being the... Oh, man, we've all wanted this to happen for a long time. I'm not the biggest. Mark Cuban is the head of basketball operations has not been my favorite thing over these last 10 years. Tyson Chandler walked after a championship because he thought we were getting D-Will and Dwight Howard. Neither of those two came true. You know, losing DeAndre Jordan because he had a sleepover with Doc Rivers. trading up to draft Luka Doncic, come on. I mean, we all would have did it. But, like, at this point, Jalen Brunson, Dorian is gone. I know you tried to tease me. We got Dorian dad out of jail. That was already going to happen before he got traded. We've been working on that because you know what I mean? Luka loved Dorian. So we have been working on that. but I'm seeing the same thing. Kyrie's been out for 10, 11 games now because of Dwight Powell's stupidity. And literally, Luka's been putting on a clinic. He had a baby. He's been putting on clinics. I mean, we know what happened on Christmas night. But even last came out 29 in the first half, and that's what Luka does. He puts up 30 balls because he has to in the first half, and now in the fourth quarter, he's tired. Now, as big as he threw a shot off the backboard and looked at the ref like he got fouled. I wanted to knock Luka out last night. I really almost left the group chat. I was afraid Ben was going to say something. He threw a shot off the side of the backboard now and looked at the ref like he got fouled. I said, all right, he is delusional. Please go get Ben said he didn't like the trade earlier. It is literally the trade that's going to happen. Go get Jeremy Grant. Grant Williams is getting benched. He's getting taken out of rotation. Hey, look, Grant Williams is the... At one point, we took Derek Lively out, put Grant Williams in at center like that was going to save us last night. Cavs didn't give a fuck. They just kept whooping our ass. They ain't care. Completed the comeback. Hey, we need somebody that can actually get stops. Maxi Kleber been hurt all year. But that's my New Year's resolution. Go get somebody that can get stops. This is terrible.
To be fair to the Mavs, I don't think you'll ever play like an NBA regular season game when another team plays that hard. That's like the hardest NBA team can play. And they're just a bunch of young, small contract guys still trying to make it. So it was a little harder, but they did not have their top three players. So, but I thought it was going to be along the lines of maybe Tim Hardaway should pass once.
Tim Hardaway don't know what pass is. You saw he had to get set to be. You got to set him.
I got him. Like I got the Tim Hardaway experience last night. I was like, oh, like when he shoots, I feel like when he shoots as a Cavs fan, I feel good about that because it's not Luka shooting. Yeah. Like, man, this man, he.
Every week now is coming here and tell us Tim Hardaway shooting 40%, and I tell you, no, Tim Hardaway takes 12 threes a game unsolicited. He don't look at nobody. He can miss it. It come right back to him. He not even thinking about it again. It's going up.
Like I respect it to a degree.
I do not.
How unapologetic he does. He just throws them up.
And that's why it's going to be Jeremy Grant. Maxie ain't been healthy all year. Tim Hardaway, send your ass going to Portland. We'll send the pick. Yeah, Jeremy Grant's probably going to be a Maverick. I'm almost sure of it. OG's out of our price range. That just makes the most sense. Kyrie will be back, so hopefully Luka's not fucking dog tired. But I'm glad Luka's in shape. He looks like the MVP. I know. Embiid. But Luka looks like the MVP to me. I'm so sorry. This is without Kyrie. So he just looks incredible. And when Kyrie gets back, that's why I'm just like, man, look, Ben, it's got to be Jeremy Grant. It's not like it's going to be T.J. McConnell or any real perimeter. I like Dante Exum. Dante Exum, that was the smartest thing Jason Kidd said. Kyrie comes back, Dante Exum going to continue to be the starter. And I think this is one of his best moves, not starting Josh Green. I didn't like it at the beginning of the year. Josh Green came back last night, and you saw some of the Josh Green shit. He be just doing shit. Him and Okoro in the same, just out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes Josh Green get the ball, I'll be like, oh, get the move. This is all we all just wanted Josh Green to be Dante Exum right now. Just play really good defense, shoot some threes, take it off the dribble sometimes. And that's why I think the Dante Exum signing might be a sleeper. Ben, I can't wait. Give me 20 more games with it. We 30 games into the experience now.
I will say that Dante Exum, so much better than Tim Hardaway.
Yes. No, that's why so Tim has to leave my team. Give me Jeremy Grant. It just, we'll be better off. We'll be way better off. We can win two rounds. I don't care who it is, unless it's fucking Terminator Kawhi. That's the only thing Luka fears.
Yeah, I was saying last night, basically whichever team does better in the regular season, probably like between the Mavs or the Sixers, I feel like that's the MVP.
Luka, we need a top four seed.
Yeah.
I think we need a top four seed.
If the Mavs can be a top four seed, you got to give it to Luka. His stat line over the last like 15 games has just been ridiculous. Just Embiid's the only person I think stat-wise that can compete. Tatum, I think, is great, but in really big competitive games, I feel like they're winning those games by committee. Like the Laker, like the Christmas game the other day, like he did not play particularly well. And I just feel like if you have games like that, like that's not the MVP. Like
y'all the think Celtics, Derek White is an all-star?
No.
Benjamin, talk to me.
I gotta pull up his stats, but I'm gonna lean no.
If he's an all-star,
Derek White being compared to prime Draymond Green on Twitter yesterday, and well, I want to say
if Derek White is an all-star in the East, that means over Brunson, Halliburton, who else?
No, that's why I said I'm looking now. I want to count now.
Dame,
Maxey.
Oh, and Tyrese Maxey, get the fuck out of here.
Donovan Mitchell.
Right. Tyrese Maxey might start.
Trae Young is at 30 and 10, I think, right now. I don't know. Hey, listen, I love Old Man in the Three. Let me say something. I love J.J. Redick. But what I am going to say is maybe he was just feeling it. Like, oh, man, Derek White having such a good year. I hear you. He is. The Celtics look incredible, for sure, as a group, as a team.
He's a great role player, bro.
But I just want to say this. Prime Draymond Green is one of the best defenders of all time.
Ever.
I don't ever want to see that comparison again. That was nasty, what I saw yesterday. And then
Derek White is also benefiting from being, like, the fifth option. Like, yeah, I'm not saying him dropping 30 doesn't mean anything, but if you're dropping 30 with the fourth worst defender on the court guarding you, then, okay, like, okay, bro, like. And then Drew Holiday guards the best guard every night.
I got to watch more Celtics games. Maybe Christian can tell us, because who is Derek White? Yeah, you're right. Who is Derek White? If I got Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Drew Holiday, who am I, like, that you can get this top three guy? No, I got three guys that can guard the top three guys. You know what? I get it. Boston is amazing. Just kind of like 23 and 6.
He's a really good role player, and that's good. He's great. He's a great role player. Halliburton, like get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Dame Lillard.
We could do All Star next week. Yeah, no, we could do All Star next. That was a talking point on Twitter this week. We talking Boston real quick. Embiid did run away with the MVP on the Tim Bontemps fake straw poll. I know all of those guys don't always have votes, but a lot of those guys have votes. But he ran away with it. It was Embiid won 63 votes. I think Jokic 21 votes at 2. Giannis was 3. Luka was 5, and Shea was 4.
Yeah, if you're going to average 35 a game after losing your second best player this year, you know, there's a case for you. I can't really argue with it.
And he put up 51 on the defensive player of the year.
He did.
He's that was Mavs, the last time we saw him.
Just have to win. Mavs just have to win. That's really the only thing keeping that award away from him.
He's Luka is a Kyrie comeback and a 10-15 game win streak away from. I mean, it's just one of those streaks. It's gonna take one of those. Come on, it's Jeremy Grant, man. I don't know why. Just go get him. Hey, go get Jeremy Grant. Let's just make it happen. It makes the most sense. Let's do it. Let's roll. I'm with. If Dorian ain't coming back, go get Jeremy Grant. Ben wanted to highlight a team. He wanted to congratulate. I don't know what the verbiage was, but they broke a record. And I don't know. How did you want to acknowledge this team?
A record was broken in the NBA?
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of records broken.
And it's like, it's.
Did LeBron break another record?
Let me tell you the history. So the Sixers used to have the longest losing streak in NBA history. But they were actively trying to lose those games. Like that was the choice they made, was to lose those games. And I'd like to congratulate the Detroit Pistons for not only beating their record, but effortlessly, not even attempting to even come close to their record. And they have lost 27 in a row. And the longest winning streak in the NBA is the Lakers, 33 in a row. And like they can get to 30 for sure. They have a game against the Jazz that's maybe possible, but there's a January 10th game against the Spurs that I think is going to be like primetime television. January 10th.
The booty
bubble. January 10th is the next time you're thinking.
It's Pistons Spurs. Like that's the best shot they got.
They play the Celtics tonight, so they are losing.
Yeah, they're gonna make it 28. We should just give them 20 already.
Lord have mercy.
They have Rockets, Jazz, Raptors, Rockets, Jazz. They can win one of those games, I think. But if they don't, it's not gonna be till January 10th against the Spurs. 1, 2, 3.
This Detroit thing is embarrassing. This is not even just hampering development. Like, K dropped 43 in one of them games last week, and it didn't matter.
Free Cade, bro. That light skinned brother don't deserve that.
You can't have Monty back after this, right? It's getting so bad. It's getting so bad.
I thought they were going to be able to not have to fire him till next year, but I just feel like when you're the worst team ever, somebody has to go.
The crazy thing is, I think he's going to be right back there next year. You got Bogdanovich just wasting away. I mean, bring Bogdanovich. Hey, oh my goodness.
You think they fired?
I wanted Bogdanovich on the Lakers so bad.
You got to, because you just paid the coach. I don't think you can fire him.
Just fire the GM, give him 1 year with the coach, and then he can fire the coach.
Right. And, you know, you can fire him by the trade deadline or something next year. This is just – I don't even know where you go from here. Get Bogdanovich off the team. Get the fucking Bagleys. Why did you pay Bagley? Bagley off the team. James Wiseman. Hey, I'm so sorry, brother. It ain't working for you. You are not an NBA player. Wait for Jalen Duran to come back. This is bad. Ivy and Wiseman, Kay can't play together.
He's getting up there with some of the biggest busts in NBA history.
Yeah,
we're talking Anthony Bennett, Greg Oden, like those types of busts.
Greg Oden was not a bust.
Three college games. We're not gonna do Greg Oden like that.
Greg Oden was not a bust.
James Wiseman played, I think, three college games, right? At Memphis, he played three freaking games. This is – hey, man. Hey, man. Go on. Get him out.
But shout out to the Lions. Shout out to the Lions. They clinched the playoffs.
Shout out to
the division.
Shout out to them. all the wing stops in Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to all things Detroit. Skilla Baby, V's, Babyface Ray, everything except the Pistons. I mean, Detroit is having a moment outside of the Pistons. You're right.
Outside you know of the Pistons. Yeah. That's how big of a moment they're having. That it's that big that the Pistons are still
But the losing is getting so, like, I can't look away from it. Like, it's almost like I feel like ticket prices should be increasing now since this is
and, like, some we'll of those, never see some this of those yet. Games, like, they're not, like, they're losing, like, bad, too. Like, they don't have a shot in any of these games. Like, what if they don't win another game?
The Jazz didn't have Markkanen the other day, and they let, I think Kelly Olynyk went off for, like, 25.
Yeah, the Jazz virtually let them win the game. They didn't play their guys.
No, Kelly Olynyk was like, fuck it. It was bad, dog.
They might beat us because you know LeBron and AD not playing that game. If LeBron and AD can find a game not to play, they not playing.
I saw one game they were playing, and Giannis was in the stands with his baby.
Bro.
Middle of the game.
This nigga had his children on the bench.
Was like, hey, y'all trying to get something to eat after this. Oh, my
There was
goodness.
5 minutes left in the game, bro.
What, like, ain't none of them guys going to have good habits. That's why I'm like, just break it all up. I like the fake trade Simmons had, Isaiah Stewart to OKC. Get all the guys that can play now out of there and just leave Cade. Just leave Cade, like with Cade, Asar, and Durant. Cade, Asar, and Durant.
Yeah.
Start there. Cade, Asar, and Durant. This is what the fuck?
Dude? They don't have no vets, bro. That's the problem. It's just a bunch of kids on a team. It's an AAU basketball team.
And you
the
know
NBA.
It would be crazy this pod over, and then the next time we do a pod, the niggas are like 5 in a row now. They just start killing.
Every time we talk about this
pod's gone. That's how it's worked.
That's the weekly curse. That's the weekly curse. Do we want to apologize to the Warriors? Or are we like, nah, we stand on business, that Warriors shit.
Yeah.
No, nah. I think the Warriors is a facade, bro.
5 or 6 didn't impress y'all, huh?
No.
No.
That is funny. I love the pause before. Did we want to get the Warriors an apology?
Fuck no.
Just like, fuck nah. Don't worry. They start losing
Draymond
again. We do this weekly. That's what happens. Yeah. Draymond gets a look. Okay, listen.
So what's okay?
What was the trivia thing?
I have a trivia question that's LeBron themed for his birthday. But before the trivia, I'll ask, what's like more embarrassing, that the Pistons have lost 27 in a row, or the Spurs have only won 2 more games than the Pistons?
That's not getting talked about enough either.
It's not.
We were also early on the Greg Pop hate train. I don't know what's going on there still. Free Trey Jones. I don't know what's going on there.
No, most definitely.
Yeah,
you think they can
going
fire
on
him?
Both. Oh, hell no.
It's his choice to leave or not.
Yeah, that's like the Belichick thing. Belichick could be right there in New England with fucking Jaden Daniels next year. You fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I think Belichick just left. I think he just don't want to be there no more.
And that'll be his choice. Like, fucking, I'm out going to coach Justin Herbert. The pop thing, it's just as bad. The Spurs are just as terrible. That was a great point. My boy Wimby, and he just rolled his ankle the other day.
All I'm saying is that LeBron was never 4-25 in his rookie year. That's what I'll say.
Not the generational allegations going up. There's been some Wimby praise on this pod.
He can't be this bad.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna win like 35 games. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so
yeah, I don't have nothing else. The Keegan Murray game. I mean, but yeah, I don't have anything else.
I will apologize to Keegan Murray. Because early on, one of our first episodes on this new season of the pod, I said he's not a player I think I see taking that next step. So I was wrong.
12-13 from 3 and 3 quarters.
I was wrong. I mean, it was one game, but I will apologize.
That's very big of you. That's the type
he can
of
get buckets. He can get
are.
Buckets.
Yeah, yeah.
I will not. I will not apologize to the bitch ass Warriors. Y'all niggas still suck.
15-15, they're rolling.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so are the Grizzlies.
All right, so LeBron James turns 39 in a couple days.
Yeah.
He's my personal GOAT, greatest of all time. I believe he's all of ours, right? Are we Jordan? Yeah. Are we all Jordan over LeBron? Yeah. So in his
LeBron.
Yeah. In his long career, first I'm gonna pose this question to Niles, since I did ask Corey this question a couple years ago. But he can help you out if he doesn't like really remember. LeBron surprisingly has played with 8 former number one overall picks in the NBA. He's played with 8 number one overall picks throughout his career.
Hmm.
And I will ask Niles, how many of the 8 do you think you can name?
Okay, well, Kyrie's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Was Anthony Bennett still on the team when he got there?
No.
Okay, so no Anthony Bennett. He played with Greg Oden in Miami.
A good one. Good one. That's a tough one. I'm surprised
I didn't get
that
one the first time. Yeah. I didn't get that one the first time.
Anthony Davis is his number one pick.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Three.
Ooh, this is tough.
Don't go back.
Yeah, I gotta go back. I gotta go back.
Yeah.
Boozer wasn't a number one pick.
Mm-mm.
Mm, that's tough, bro. This is a good one.
I'll give you
2018 Cavs.
I'll give you a hint. He played with 2 of them. His first stint in Cleveland.
So a lot of these guys are like guys that were number one picks, but ended up not being like great.
They're all fairly well known, besides like. A couple of them, besides really okay. 2 of them, but you know them. So he played with 2 of them, his first stint in Cleveland, 1 of them in Miami, which was Greg Oden. So you got his whole Miami career.
Mm-hmm.
3 of them when he returned to Cleveland, and then 2 of them on the Lakers.
Wow. 2 on the Lakers?
Yeah, you missed
them. Dwight Howard.
Nice.
Bing, 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 4.
Okay. So now what's left are all the Cavs picks, basically.
Yeah.
So he played with 2 his first. You said he played with 2 his first stint?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's brought in? Shaq.
That's 5.
Okay. Somebody else who got brought in. Who got brought
this,
in?
This one is definitely the toughest because he is the oldest player. And he was the number one pick in like 95 or something.
Wow.
You know him. He just went viral. His wife just went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Smith. I forgot.
Yeah.
Joe
yes. Smith. That was going to be my head. I was like, he's
Joe
done
Smith
the news.
Because was Joe Smith the number one the pick for like the Bucks or something like that?
I do not
something
know.
Like that. In 95, I just remember he's number 95. It's so crazy. Now, I guessed the Joe Smith one too, like randomly. I just
so
never
now
got that.
The ones on the 2018 Cavs?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know which one. The boy that blew his knee out. And then
Derrick Rose.
Yeah, and then 2017 Cavs, not
2017 Cavs for about 40 seconds.
You got a ring with the Warriors.
Got a ring with the Warriors?
Yeah.
Hmm. 2017 Cavs. Oh, not Anderson Varejao.
No, you in that range though.
Same position.
Foreign nigga. Same position. Foreign.
He was a number one pick?
Facts. Stud, too. What you talking about? 18-6.
Why can't I think of him, man? I'm trying to think.
Well, he was just defending Josh Giddey.
He was defending Josh Giddey?
Yeah.
Not on the court, but off the court.
Off the court.
Oh, maybe one day in court. I'm kidding. Right, I don't know.
Dang.
You know it, but center of the Warriors in the, before KD got there.
Center for the Warriors before KD got there. Andrew Bogut?
Yes.
Okay.
LeBron played with Andrew Bogut?
I mean,
for 40 seconds with the Cavs in 2017, and then he tore.
Really? See, I would have never gotten that one because I did not know Andrew Bogut was on the Cavs for a minute.
Not even a minute.
Not even a minute. Yeah.
What? So, like, what was he like? He got traded there, and then they just immediately traded him somewhere else.
I think we bought. He got bought out, and then we signed him. And then within the first 40 seconds he was in, he tore his ACL. It was the same. Like, we also, like, got Derek Williams and Darren Williams, and we just tried to, like, load up and, like, try to beat KD and the Warriors, but that didn't work.
Wow. Huh. Damn, LeBron said that many number one picks?
Okay. And that's my trivia. I love that question. I can bring
that's
more.
That's a good question. That's a good one, Ben. So, and I know we were going to do this gambling thing to end it all, right?
Oh, I did make some bets today. Let me open up my underdog fantasy. Yeah, I've been really trying to bet the rent money, man. I'm up here, you know, I'm in a few groups today. I got the tip Mikal Bridges was going to get set. NBA, first of all, NBA needs to do something about this. I was in bed giving these leaks out. But I got the tip yesterday. Yo, go take the Mikal unders. By the time I get on Underdog Fantasy up, all of Mikal Bridges props are down. So I get up and I see Cam Thomas at 24.5 points. And I say, oh, of course Cam Thomas gonna cash out, boy. But I didn't hear you supposed to take the Cam Thomas unders too. He's gonna sit both of them. So I lost some money last night. But we're gonna win some money tonight, y'all. Ben Brown are playing right now. Tonight, all right. So the bet I got in tonight is a crazy parlay, Miles, and we're in California, y'all. So we do daily draft. We do daily draft fantasy because that's what we can do. We can take points higher or lower. All right. Now I'm on Underdog Fantasy today. Sorry, Prospects. I mean, but we use Prospects too. You know what I mean? Whoever, you know what I mean. But all right. So. I took Amari Cooper today, 7.5 targets higher. My boy hot right now with Big Joe Flacco.
I like that I love one.
It. Yeah, I like that one right there. I got KCP, 1.5 threes made. I'm taking the
higher. Okay, I see that one happening.
I'm taking the higher, y'all. We got Brees Hall today. Anytime touchdown, basically, rushing or receiving, over 0.5, I took the higher, y'all. All right, this one right here is tough because I wanted to try to make some money. I got Terry Rozier, 24.5 points versus the Lakers tonight. No LaMelo, taking the higher. I'm taking the higher. We betting, baby. We betting. And this bet is insured just in case you miss one of them and you still can win your money.
So what was the line on Terry Rozier again?
24.5. Oof, he's getting 20 shots a game with no LaMelo this season. He's averaging 20. All right. I got him. I looked at the numbers this morning, and the last thing on this bet, because I'm going to bet something else today, but this was sometimes on Underdog Fantasy, they call them Caliente bet. So it makes the prize a little bit hotter. Yeah. And I love Miles Garrett. I think he's Defensive Player of the Year. They got Trevor Siemian for 0.5 fumbles lost. Ben, I took the higher.
Okay. Miles Garrett is on a prolonged sackless streak. He hasn't had a sack in like 4 or 5 games, so he's due. He's due.
And the Jets.
Betting on a player to fumble is nasty.
Hey, we betting today. And I'm going to bet a little more today, but I just wanted to get the people. You know what I mean? We like stringing them together. You know what I mean? Shout out to Underdog Fantasy. This is not an ad. Yeah. You know what I mean? But they got the Caliente bets, unlike Prize Picks. You know what I mean? But shout out Prize Picks, because I love y'all too. Like y'all, you do good bets over there. I get some money over there too. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? That's my bet the rent money on the players. Yeah, man. Shout out. Shout out. Hopefully Ben Brown's cash out for me today, man. Them Cavs did for me yesterday.
Yep, go Browns. Go Browns.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
All right. All right.
Yeah, we're going off the rails. We should end it.
That was Benjamin Zepp. To make that clear to anybody trying to sponsor or buy this podcast, that was Benjamin Zepp. All right. All right. A lot of good games coming up this week. I'll see you guys after the new year, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. We'll check in. We'll probably get some all-star stuff going next week. You know what I mean? It's about that time. And it's in Indianapolis. Shout out to the 317 Indy, baby.
All right, 3-1 heaven.
I guess that's better than Utah.
They about to have a ball in Indy. They going to go to Sunset Strip Club, boy. Longs, don't you play, boy. They finna have a ball in Indy. That's why the Final Four there. Stop playing. Stop playing with the Naptown.
That's not why the Final Four is there. But
hey, everybody, book Niles in Indy so he can see. Well, book me in Indy, goddammit. I'm from Indy.
I've been wanting to do comedy out there.
Indianapolis is a beautiful city, beautiful black culture. They got a lot of dope stuff out in Indy. The NBA players gonna have a ball. That's why Lance Stevenson was out every night. Jeff Teague podcast is right there in Indianapolis. Where you going?
Yeah. I want to do comedy out there for sure.
Yeah. It's a good scene. Shout out to the guys.
All right.
We'll be back next week, man. Let's keep it consistent. Shout out to all the family members listening, man. Funniest NBA pod around, man. Y'all, we are here to stop the cat, man.
Go Lakers.
Let's go.
Peace out.
Peace, y'all.